Let the word teach you this morning. I want to give thanks to the Lord for this opportunity again. Let's pray in order to start the word of God. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, today. Thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to preach, to be here, Lord, with your people. Thank you because you're going to be giving us wisdom, Lord, today to preach, to teach, Lord. Father, we don't want to listen, just listening, but we want to do your will, Lord. Help us, Father God, to be not just good listeners, Lord, but help us, Lord, Father God, to do what you command us to do, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Before I start, I want to recommend two things. Oh, well, I know maybe it's going to happen, but I don't know. First of all, put a lot of attention, you know, to my Bolivian accent. I know it's going to be kind of hard for some of you, you know, to listen carefully, but you have to be very careful, you know, to listen this Bolivian accent. Second, I know maybe you're going to be sleepy, but I would like you, please, if you get sleepy, don't get snoring. Because if you get snoring, you know, you're going to awake the ones that are sleepy too. So please don't do that. So we're going to start with that today. So the value of the Word of God. What is important to read, to have the Word of God in our hands? So that's the subject today, the value of the Word of God. As John read, John 5:39, we're going to go and see, you know, what is the value of the Word of God for us today. How blessed we are to have the Word of God in our house, in our families, in our daily devotions. Even we found the Bible in hotels, prisons, hospitals. And also, you know, if you don't bring your Bible itself, you know, you can use your cell phone to find the Bible in apps. There are no excuse to say, I never heard about this book. What book? The precious Word of God. There is nobody has excuse to say, I never saw, nobody told me about this book before. So if you are here for the first time, you don't have excuse either, you know, because if you say, oh, never hear, now you're hearing this book about the Word of God. The Word of God is there to bring us blessing, advice, wisdom. It's there also to warning us, and above all, give us spiritual refreshment. But let me tell you something else that is true too, and is that whoever disregards, ignores the Word of God, will find a stumbling block in his path. That's why the book of Psalms compares the Word of God with a lamp. It says, the word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. Psalms chapter 119, verse 105. Can you repeat that aloud with me? Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. One more time. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. The Word of God for us is the tremendous value for each one of us every day. For example, have you ever tried to look for something when it's dark? It's kind of difficult, right? You can trip on or pay the consequences of doing something in darkness. So today we're going to do something special. So I invite my hermano, Nick. Pase por aquí, brother. Help me here. Can this eggs, please? Thank you. To prove you that these are real eggs, you're going to be working one. They're not fake, they're real.
See the blindfold.
So, see, they're real eggs. Mm-hmm. They're no fake. See? Yep. You're nervous? Scared a little bit? Okay, help me out here. Okay. Before you do this, I would like you to go to that door as fast as you can. Walking, running, but be careful. Go! You can drive! Oh. Just saying in Spanish, andale. Good job, be in good shape. Now, I want you to do this. You're going to be doing the same thing, but blind. You see that? Oh, I forgot something! Yes! Yeah. I'm going to put these eggs in your path, okay?
When I say go, you go, okay? Wait. Ready? Go!
You have to go faster, man. Okay.
That's enough, brother. Then you can take out the. Yeah. See? Good job.
What happened? How you feel?
But with the eggs in the pad?
Oh, no.
No? Why?
That's the importance to have the Word of God. Because sometimes we feel, you know, a little bit challenged, you know, with the things that we're going to face in the future.
But God, you know, is in charge of our lives, in our plans, and He takes care of us so that way we can walk, you know, without any concerns.
So sometimes we feel, you know, a little bit, sad, worried. But God takes care of our paths, even though we think He's not in charge. So God is always there for us. The Word of God gives us that lamp to our feet and a light for our path. Psalms 119, verse 105. So no more darkness. God is with you every time. Don't challenge the Word. Obey the Word. We try sometimes to challenge God, telling them, oh, God, we know what to do. You don't have to tell us what to have to do. But don't challenge the Word. Obey the Word of God. The Word of God will set you free to walk without mistakes. God's Word will prevent you. He will guide you. Today we have to think about the importance of the Word of God. How many of you use GPS in their cars? Many people? Okay. Can you imagine? Is there for your benefit to guide you to take us from safest and fastest path using less gas, less stress, less everything? Sometimes we obey the GPS. Sometimes we turn it off. Sometimes we disagree with the GPS. Sometimes we hear the GPS. And sometimes we hear this message from the GPS. I don't know if you ever hear this message before, but if not, you will listen for the first time.
Redirecting. At 500 feet, turn right. For next time, pay more attention. Your wife is right. You do not like to listen. God bless you.
Have you heard the last part? Listen again.
Redirecting. At 500 feet, turn right. For next time, pay more attention. Your wife is right. You do not like to listen. God bless you.
Even the GPS, you know, is telling the truth. I don't know if that happened here, you know, but in Latino culture, you know, wife is always there, you know, she's like, hey, wait, what? And you have to watch out for that too. Now, imagine the same GPS, but with your wife's voice. How will it sound? You are not listening. Did you hear what I say? Honey, do you love me? What about your mother-in-law? Ooh, even better, right? Sweet voice. Now imagine the same GPS, but with your husband's voice. Let's see what it will sound. Husband, you ready? Why? Because man doesn't like to talk. Man will never correct his wife. She always is right. Don't ever try to be argue back to your wife. You will never win. Don't ever try to argue back to your wife because she always wins. Thanks God, His word is different. His word is there to change our habits, our thoughts, our lives, our minds. Everything in our life is different when we have the word of God. I cannot be the same anymore when I hear the word of God. The word of God is the GPS who guides my life. That's the manual of God for my life. All the Bible, all the scripture is inspired by God and is useful, brings us benefits. It's the word. The word of God is alive and helpful. In the word of God, I find the way to eternal life and I know more of my Savior Jesus. John 5:39. If you obey the word of God, you will find God. God is there for you. God is in the word. The word doesn't change for who you are, for what language do they speak. The same principles apply to all. Is the word of God. The word of God is compared to fire, sword, lamp, milk, seed, honey, hammer. We can find endless help for our spiritual growth and benefit. So this morning I would like to compare some of the benefits. I want to draw your attention to the word of God as a fire. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 29. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 29. It says the word of God, "Is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer to break a rock in pieces? Is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer to break a rock in pieces?" The word of God is compared to a fire. When we have the word of God in our lives, the word of God comes like a fire. Since in ancient times, fire has been or has had different functions. For cooking, heating, melting, fire is not only good for burning, but also to purify. So the word of God for our lives is here to purify our hearts. It removes contaminants. The word of God is there to purify our lives. Every aspect in our lives needs to be purified. The word of God will refine more and more every day your life. How? Because the Bible will show not only Jesus, but the blood who paid for your life. His word removes all the bad things and consumes by fire. Like the gold, in order to be pure from contaminants, has to go through fire. That's the word of God for us. So if we decide to obey the word of God, it's going to go like fire to purify our lives. The word of God is a hammer. Jeremiah 23:29 says, "Is not the word of God like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces?" The hammer is a tool that is being used to shape or mold materials, and usually hard in nature or difficult to mold. But the word of God is like a hammer for us because the word of God produces changes. Our heart, our stone heart, is molded to become simple and humble hearts before the Lord. The word of God wants to be a hammer to shape and mold our lives. The word of God also wants to be a mirror. James chapter 1, if you want to turn your Bibles, James chapter 1, verse 22. James 22, 1:22. Don't, if you can help me reading this passage, please. James 1:22 through 25, please.
It says, "But prove yourselves doers of the word, and not merely hearers who declare themselves, or who delude themselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his natural face in a mirror. For once he has looked at himself and gone away, he has immediately forgotten what kind of person he was. But one who looks intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abides by it, having become a forgetful hearer, but an effectual doer, this man will be blessed in what he does.
Amen. Not only the Bible is compared to a fire, not only compared to a hammer, but also is compared to a mirror. The Word of God is like a mirror. The Word of God is a reflection or image of who you really are. Sometimes we see different kind of types or mirrors that don't show the real image of the person. Sometimes happen that looks like thinner or chubby, but it's the mirror. Those mirrors are not exactly right, but let me tell you something else. If you don't shower, don't pretend that when you face the mirror, something's going to be different. It's the same thing with the Word of God. The mirror, the Word of God, produces internal reflection or image of who you really are. Displays your current condition. That's the Word of God. Not only breaks what is wrong, not only purifies what is has to be right, but also the Word of God reflects how you really are. So many times people, they don't want to read the Word because they don't want to really see changes in their lives. But the Word of God wants to make changes in your life. The mirror doesn't lie. No matter how much we adorn ourselves, the reflection of what comes out, it will be the same. The Word of God will reflect how is your spiritual life. The Word of God is in fact a moral mirror that the Holy Spirit uses to so that we can see ourselves as we really are. Of course, that view sometimes goes wrong with our opinion. But the mirror is there to show you, to prove you how you are doing in your spiritual life. Let me finish with this statement. The painful truth is that many believers are not reading their Bibles, and it's not because they don't have a Bible. The Bible is present in almost every Christian home. The problem is that it's not read and applied. So the point is not that the Bible is irrelevant, but it's that it's not read, understood, and applied in the daily life. There is a great urgency to return to the Word according to the vision of James. The emphasis is to turn what we hear into a daily practice. So if you hear, if you read the Bible, don't just read it, but we have to practice the Word of God. We have to believe the Word of God. The application of the Word of God will help us to be victorious. We have to give the answer to this weak world that we live on. It's good to listen, but it's good to feel it. It's good to admire about the Word of God. But if we don't apply it, it's not going to work. When we apply the Word of God to our lives, we're going to be blessed. The application is my answer to the Word. The Word of God is there to guide me. The Word of God is there to purify. The Word of God is there to mold me. Is there to guide me. Will be your lamp. Is there to purify your heart like a fire. Is there to mold your heart like a hammer. Is there to reflect clear spiritual image like a mirror. Is there to show you that the only way to heaven is through Jesus. John 5:39. But it's your decision. God is giving you the opportunity today. Right now. God has sent Jesus for you, for me, to die on the cross. For whosoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. You see, I can put this up here. Hopefully. So many times we're looking for good stuff. We don't know where to find it. The Bible says that we have a house in heaven. Jesus told us that he went to heaven to prepare a place for us. For a home. Everybody's looking in this life for a home, right? We have a home in heaven. But sometimes we don't know how to get our homes to heaven.
So many times we try to take our hands in a rocket. May work. Let's see, maybe it's gonna work if I take my belongings to heaven in a plane. That would be good. But even in a rocket or even in a plane, everything won't be. It's your soul. So that's why Jesus came. To tear off all those bad habits in your life. Probably. Come over here again. You can solve it. Hide it. That's why Jesus came to Jesus, the Son. Okay, we have two options. Option one, option two. Which one do you want? Let's see, option two. Option 1 will take you to. I'm sorry, option 7 will take you to. You can decide to go to heaven or not without Jesus. It's your decision. But also, you have option 1, and it's always available for you if you decide to believe. Can you please help me? Can I show it to them, please? Mm-hmm. The word of God is there to guide you to a better place for you. Only Jesus Christ can do that for you. The word of God teaches you how to go to heaven. The word of God teaches you how to have a better marriage. The word of God will give you to do better business. The word of God will help you to grow your children. The word of God will help you to find peace in your heart. So, bow down your hands today, and we're going to go and pray. It's your decision.
God will never force anything to you to say, okay, believe in me, but you have to make a choice. In this book, the Word of God, you will find the answers that you don't have right now.